This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
President Trump hasn't signed it yet, but it's darn close. When he does, I think we'll break out Ronald Reagan's It's Morning in America again. Maybe a couple of those ads. How about a little Happy Days Are Here Again? That's how I feel about this momentous legislation. We spent the last better part of the last 18 months talking about a need for a new approach on how Washington worked. And this feels like a major, major accomplishment along that road. It feels like all that discussion, all that conversation is worthwhile. Do you feel that way? Feel very, very significant to you? Even to the point where, you know, conservative never Trumpers are saying, hey, you have to admit, this is incredible accomplishments in the span of a year. And mind you, the media has thrown everything at Donald Trump. Democrats have thrown everything at Donald Trump. The swamp, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the intelligence apparatus of this country, thrown everything at Trump. And what does he do? Hashtag winning. He's winning over and over and over again. We spend a lot of time talking about that because we ask a question every day when we come to the air. On this program, what's on your mind? And that has been on your mind. It really has. And I have to say, you understand that Democrats are not going to be, you know, look, if Donald Trump was a Democratic president, Republicans wouldn't be cheerleading for him to do well, right? That's just politics. But they seem to have, they being the Democrats here, have gone to a new level of sort of, I don't know. I don't know how it persuades anybody myself. I honestly don't know how people go, I want to be part of that. Sign me up for that. I mean, listen, how would you answer this? Listen to what Nancy Pelosi said as a result of this one piece of legislation is going to happen. A little montage, a little treat for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to know what you say in response to this.
In this holy time, the moral obscenity and unrepentant greed of the GOP tax scam stands out even more clearly. This GOP tax scam is simply theft, monumental, brazen theft from the American middle class and from every person who aspires to reach it. The GOP tax scam is not a vote for an investment in growth or jobs. It is a vote to install a permanent plutocracy in our nation.
The end of the world?
No, it is the end of the world. This health care, the debate on health care is life death. This is Armageddon. This is a very big deal. Because you know why? There's really a very hard way to come back from this. They take us further, more deeply into debt. What can you do but raise taxes? They contend that they're a gift to corporate America of $1.5 trillion, could be up to $1.5 trillion, will be paid for by the growth it creates. And even their own people say, nonsense, not true, not true. So let's be truthful with the American people about that. They throw a few crumbs to the middle class, but they give with one hand, they take away in bounty with the other.
What do you make of that? What do you say to that? A lot of the things that I would consider extremely offensive in that, at least which is suggesting it's the end of the world. It's life, death. It's
going to take stuff away in a paper towel. Is that what she's saying?
Bounty. It's Armageddon. You know, it's and then actually connects it to Christmas in this holy season. And you know, I wow. And Heidi Heitkamp's not far off. She's not far off. And what is amazing to me is these people now are concerned about the debt. They were foot soldiers of Barack Obama's on everything. Senator Heidi Heitkamp didn't fight Barack Obama on anything related to anything on the bottom line. One gun vote, I think, was about the extent of her opposition to Barack Obama. Nothing in the way of spending, nothing in the way of what he did on economic policy, and the debt doubled. The debt doubled. Now, it doubled because growth was stagnant. People left the workforce. It was, you know, one notch above Jimmy Carter's malaise. So you've had growth in America at 3% on average since World War II. The Obama years, over a percentage point below that at 1.9. Stuck. Flat. Stagnant. What happens? The debt grows under their watch. So their idea is more Washington spending. They want to keep the money in Washington. They don't want to give it back to you or anybody. They want businesses to get a break. They don't want you to get a break. Nothing. They want to keep it so they can spend it. Well, we tried that for 8 years, and it was 1.9% growth. So I want to know what you think about this. 800-228-0550. Coming up on the program today, Ryan Rauschenberger will be here. We'll get his take. We've talked to him a couple of times during the debate. Now we know what's in the bill and what will it mean for North Dakota. We'll talk about the North Dakota impacts with Ryan Rauschenberger. Then Congressman Kevin Cramer in our weekly talk radio town hall. Any questions or comments you have for him are certainly welcome on the final details in the plan as well, or anything else for Congressman Cramer. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on What's on Your Mind. What's your answer to Nancy Pelosi and Heidi Heitkamp that this is Armageddon, this is the end of the world, this is life, death? You know, Senator Heitkamp, she put out a statement last night, and she talks about how, you know, she really wanted to work on this. I've almost been begging Republicans to work with me on a bipartisan bill that could serve North Dakota. Well, let's see. Republicans offered an open amendment process so she could put any of her ideas before them, and she didn't. I'm aware of one amendment that she put forward on some obscure thing of, you know, nothing of significance on this bill. So she opted out in working with Republicans and then claims she was begging for a bipartisan bill. The only thing she was begging for is for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to give her the latest talking points to be against this thing. First of all, if you honestly were begging to be part of something, lead, be part of something. Get it done. Forge your way in there. It's sort of pathetic after to say, you know, I don't like this bill, but I wanted to make the bill better, but I couldn't. What a miserable failure. Absolutely miserable failure. And now rooting for its demise rather than success of the American economy. This rhetoric's pretty bad. How do you respond to it? What do you say to Nancy Pelosi, Heidi Heitkamp on all of their arguments against this bill? Dave and Sterling, do you have any?
Well, first of all, I'd have to say that these people are extremely vindictive and illogical. You know, it doesn't make any sense. History has always shown, if you go back all the way to Kennedy, as you know, that any time you let the private sector do what it needs to do, and that is, reduce regulation and reduce the tax rate, that the economy is going to flourish. This is what history shows. So these people up there, these naysayers, who say these kind of things don't even understand what history is or even believe in history. You know, it wasn't so long ago, in Obama's last year or so, that Congress was actually talking about how to manage the decline of the country. And so in that statement alone, you have to say to yourself, well, the country was in terrible shape. With our GDP, we had nothing positive to look forward to at all, in the coming years as far as our ability to prosper. All we were looking at was this huge thumb of the federal government telling us how we should see our doctors and really moving to a complete socialist totalitarian regime is whatever where it was at. And I guess the Democrats are happy with that future, because that's the only thing I can paint right now is that they're completely happy with how we were heading and where we were heading. And thank God we have somebody in Washington that's not a politician. And let me say, he's not a politician. Yes, he says things that irritate people, but by God, this is what we need there, and we need this place shaken up.
Well said, Dave. Thank you for the commentary. Appreciate it. Love hearing what's on your mind. Dave started. What's yours? 800-228-0550. Todd, the Radio God 9, standing by, waiting to hear what's on your mind. Mike on the road next when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Merry Christmas to you and yours. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Have you noticed he's got a little spring in his step? Those knees are working a little better from his trips to the Stem Cell Health Institute. You better tell me more about how that's working for you, Todd.
I tell you what, it is working. It was last Tuesday, got injections, an injection in each of my knees, because bone on bone, all that stuff, right? It always hurts. If you've got knee pain, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, the Stem Cell Health Institute is in North Dakota. You used to have to go out of the country to get this kind of stuff done. Well, now you can right here at home. Seminars going on all the time at Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, 888-973-1560. Or you can go online to Stem Cell Therapy for Pain, all one word, stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Or 1-888-973-1560 and sign up for one of the seminars and get what I've gotten and start giving or living life once again, and giving for that matter.
Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, and yours truly, Scott Henlon, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas to all of you. Glad to have you along on the program. Mike is on the road today and going to weigh in on the tax bill passing. I'm really looking for your responses to some of the rhetoric that's come from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Heidi Heitkamp on this bill. What do you say to their arguments on this bill? I'm not interested in pundits or politicians. I'm interested in what real people have to say on it. Mike on the road, 800-228-0550, or you can text Todd or I, him at 226-8503, me at 367-2054. Go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Yesterday I called. I forgot to say one thing. Is if I was king for a day, I would lower that corporate rate down another 10%. Because these corporations, we got to get all these corporations back in the States because they're the ones with the jobs.
They do the hiring. In other words, you believe that whatever benefit they get from this, they put it into more people on their payroll. They invest in their companies,
right,
and have a need to hire people.
Yeah, it makes it cost beneficial for the corporations to come to the States because then they don't have to worry about shipping costs or anything like that. They don't have to worry about tariffs or nothing like that. It's going to require a lot of people for those corporations.
Yeah, and unfortunately, most of these Democrats just don't like businesses. They just they loathe the idea, and they disdain anybody with wealth. And again, people with wealth hire people. They invest in things. It's rather sad to see. Now, I'd agree with them if they were just going to sit on this and take the benefit and then have a fatter bank account. Just not what history shows. I mean, entrepreneurs invest. They risk money. They go out and do things and build things. So, some will do what they say, but the vast majority, I believe, are going to do exactly what you're suggesting, Mike. And that's reinvest it and hire people.
Right. I mean, they are so – they have one mantra. All they got is one mantra is they're giving tax breaks to the rich. Well, doggone it, the rich is what hires people. I've never worked for a poor man in my life. And they have no other alternative. All they do is say no, 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 no. They have no other plan. I thought from way back in the day, the Democrats was for the working man. But that's all been long gone. This is not the Democrat Party of yesterday. And part of Nancy Pelosi and our lovely senator here in North Dakota. They're like cookie cutter politicians. They say the same mantra of the Democrat Party, but they have no suggestions to do anything. I mean, I think Heidi Heitkamp, this should be her last term in office.
Well, Heidi Heitkamp will be defeated in November, assuming she's the candidate, which I'm still not 100% convinced she's going to be. I think there's a 10-20% chance that she sees the writing on the wall like Byron Dorgan did and say, I think I want to spend more time with my family. I think I'm going to go on to do something else, whatever. And remember, that's what Byron Dorgan did when he was losing to John Hoban by 20 points before John Hoban was even a candidate. That happened in North Dakota. Don't forget that. So I think that is a possibility. But if she does run, right now her only hope is that the tax bill does not help the economy, and that her rhetoric was correct. So that's a heck of a way to go into a campaign.
North Dakota has two senators that goes to D.C., right?
Yes. Yeah.
So if Heidi Heitkamp loses, we can technically have two Republicans to go over there.
Yes. Yeah.
Doggone, I think I'm going to run against her.
All right, join the crowd. Tom Campbell.
As a truck driver, I believe I could beat her.
Yeah, there's Tom Campbell's in that race now, Senator in the state legislature from Grafton, farmer from Grafton, North Dakota. So he's in that race right now. Many people believe Congressman Kramer will. He said that he's, you know, praying about it, considering it, and will make a decision soon. Rumbles of others as well. So join the crowd, Mike. Might as well. Give people a choice. That's okay. That's a good thing.
I'm just saying a truck driver can beat her. Come on. All you got to do is repeat everything that she's been saying and she'll lose.
Yeah, I listen.
Oh, by the way, I wrote her a letter. And if you remember, she was a deciding factor that made that Iran nuke deal. She was one of the deciding votes that made that happen.
You're correct. She was. Yeah.
And I wrote her a letter. Her office wrote me back a letter and answered nothing. It was just like a bunch of words that meant nothing. It didn't answer my question. Why?
Did you respond and say you didn't answer my questions?
Well, I actually didn't. I should respond with another letter, but I'm afraid they'll just give me the same letter back.
Well, actually, that happened. We had a caller yesterday call. Terry from Niagara, was that yesterday or day before? She talked about how, you know, on this particular bill, she wrote a letter saying she wanted Senator Heitkamp to vote in favor of it. Senator Heitkamp sent a letter back, and she didn't answer any of the questions that this caller from Niagara had posed. So she sent another letter and got the same letter back.
I'm afraid she's going to do the same thing to me.
Well,
you don't want to actually engage into real people conversation.
Well, do it.
You get an answer, and that's it.
Do it anyway. Mike, the truck driver for Senate. I like it. It's got a good ring to it. Mike, you you appreciate your calling today. Thank you, and call again. 800-228-0550. Let's see what some folks say. If we didn't have big corporations, we would have a third-world country. Democrats are like third graders that have never taken an economics class. They are idiots. We love Trump. Carry on. Kent from Dickinson says, I would love to hear from our economic professors at our North Dakota colleges to get their thoughts on the new tax law. Do they see any validity of the Armageddon that Pelosi or soon-to-be former Senator Heitkamp are proclaiming? They have a better understanding of this than the average taxpaying person who paid so much to put more people on the Obama programs. Okay. We need to get this bill passed so we can see what's in it. Says another. What she means is we need to pass it to find out what's in it. I think they're talking about Heidi Heitkamp. How will North Dakota be affected? We'll ask State Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger plus Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteleticnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
USA, helping America feel better, getting ready for the Christmas holiday and friends and family visiting. Stock up on all the goodies at PetroServe USA. My personal favorite is the Pizza Corner Pizzas, two for 11 bucks. $2 for $11, that's an even better deal. And it's all month long. Lots of stocking stuffers like the king-size Mars brand Christmas Snickers and Twix, 69 cents, or the Hershey's Gold Bars, love those. Standard size, 59 cents. King size, $1.09. Barrel of Fun 8-ounce bags, two for $4. Fidget spinners, $2.99, $3.99. A dollar off Energizer batteries, $5 off the assorted Zippo lighters. They got it all at PetroServe USA. Register for the $50,000 giveaway, too. And when you fill up, you're connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. So farm fields and oil fields connect. And the choice at the pump. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, will join us in just a moment. Pat in South Dakota, let's get your thoughts in here on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'd like to comment. I've been an independent most of my life. I belong to a union, so I'm supposed to be a Democrat. I'm not. I tend to probably vote along the Republican side. I wish you luck replacing Heidi Heitkamp with a Republican. I hope they all kind of start flowing so that they do something for the American people rather than generally for themselves. But whoever runs against Heidi is going to have to generate a lot of support in that independent, sovereign nation just south of Bismarck and Mandan, my opinion. Have a good day.
All right, Pat. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. You can always email us, too, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Ryan Rauschenberger is our state tax commissioner, and we have talked to Ryan a few times throughout this debate on the tax reform, but there were many moving parts. There was a House version, there was a Senate version, and there's since been a conference committee where they are ironing out the differences between the two. Have you got a good sense of the final version of this bill, Ryan?
Well, good morning. Good morning, Scott. You know, I do feel like we've got a pretty good sense of where this bill's at, and I can say that I think the House and the Senate have done fine work coming to, you know, a common ground to move forward with historic tax reform. I think it's good for North Dakota. You know, it's good for the United States, but it's really good for North Dakota, especially because we have a higher propensity to take the standard deduction, which is doubling, you know, lower rates across the board. I think it's a win-win for the state, and I applaud those who have voted for it.
I know one issue that the late was a concern of some co-ops in the state. They saw, you know, the possibility their taxes would go up. There was an amendment that Senator Hovind put forward and ultimately sold to the other members that was included in that. But talk about what would have happened, and that did get fixed, right?
That is my understanding. I saw a press release on it yesterday. I'm probably not the best person to talk about the co-op implications towards the very end, but I believe that Senator Hovind had a press release on that. I think it was yesterday or the day before that can explain that pretty well. I'm not exactly sure how that came out in the final version of the bill, but my understanding is Senator Hovind did have a press release explaining the co-op situation and addressing that a couple days ago.
We had Senator Hovind on yesterday. I had a number of calls for him with different questions. That particular issue didn't come up, but I know that it was fixed in the end. I just don't remember exactly what the, you know, how it became a problem and why it needed fixing. But maybe we'll ask Congressman Kramer about that coming up here in a little bit. You said earlier that North Dakota has a propensity to do the standard file. So talk about when you talk about the tenets of this plan and the percentage of North Dakotans that that do file with that fashion, how that helps. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, when you file your federal income tax, you basically have two main routes for deductions. One is the standard deduction, which most North Dakotans take. The other is itemizing your deductions, which would include being able to deduct mortgage interest, property tax, property and state income taxes, and a number of other things, medical expenses. So a whole list of potential deductions, and that's in itemized. But North Dakota, because like I mentioned, home mortgage and local taxes, especially property taxes, a lot of other states take itemized and they want to deduct those specific expenses, especially in California, New York, New Jersey, where local state taxes are extremely high. That essentially, that has been a lot of debate with those larger states. Now that is capped on the itemized deduction. You can only deduct $10,000 of your local property taxes and local taxes. But in North Dakota, because we typically have had historically and still have a fairly low cost of living, when it comes to like home mortgage interest, but also your property taxes and your local taxes are fairly low, most people take that standard deduction. So about 83% of North Dakotans take that. And that is now doubling for a family from $12,000 to $24,000. That's important. That's kind of the bedrock of the plan. You probably hear about that most. And then you also have an enhanced child credit, which came out of the bill, which helps, for families or that, when you have a number of kids and have that child credit, which doesn't phase out till you're in that, $300,000-$400,000 range. So that is extremely helpful for families. And the way I've looked at this, I've seen a lot of talk about, this bill was not good for middle-income North Dakotans. I disagree. I think it's a good bill. I think you're going to see paychecks in your paychecks next year. If the IRS decreases withholding because of this, you're going to see more take-home pay as soon as next calendar year. That's one. That's probably where you're going to see some of the first positive benefits. And then in the longer term, because of the lower and the more favorable corporate income tax and small business tax climate, I think you're going to see more economic development occur in this country and more jobs come back to this country because we're more competitive at a 21% corporate tax rate instead of 35. I've seen overseas where Google and Facebook have tens of thousands of people working in Dublin and other cities overseas and in Ireland because guess what? They have 12% corporate tax rate. Tax rates matter. Some people don't think that when it comes to businesses, but believe me, I see it every day. Tax matters when it comes to where you locate your business and where you employ people.
Don in Minot, go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, sir. Two questions. First off, for you, Scott, did you hear about Rosie O'Donnell attempting to bribe two senators with $2 million apiece to vote no against the tax bill?
I did not hear that. No, I generally try and tune out any news related to Rosie O'Donnell, so I apologize.
It was on Fox this morning. But as to the tax issue, I'd like to ask the gentleman, I'm in trucking, as you probably can guess. I call all the time about trucking stuff. And I'm incorporated, but I've got friends that are company drivers. One's a relative of mine. he said that they lose their meal deductions now completely. If you're a company driver, that's thousands of dollars that they're going to lose on their taxes every year because they don't get the meal deductions because they're out overnight and all that stuff, you know. And I'm just wondering if is there something in the tax bill to help the drivers, the company drivers that are going to lose all that money?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that off the top of my head. What I would say is that with the, you know, there's give and take with all these parts of the bill, and a lot of people will pull out one section and go, oh, well, I lose that deduction. But you all have to look at the total bill. You know, mm-hmm. if you're a driver and then all of a sudden, you know, you may be just, for example, if you lose that meal deduction, but you now get the doubling of the standard deduction and your rate's lower, the key is to look at, you really have to look at the total bill because it is complicated.
Okay.
I'll be the first one to admit that. You know, even though you might lose that deduction, you know, a lot of people, and I was out in D.C. and heard this from across the nation, that people go, oh, we need this historical tax credit and we might need this deduction. But the ultimate answer that, you know, the director of OMB and the Treasury was saying is we understand, but we're trying to eliminate these little deductions here and there. But it gave everybody a better tax situation in total. So leveling the playing field and giving everybody a better rate, better standard deduction, and potentially that doubling of the standard deduction, depending on your situation and filing, could still end up with a much better tax liability when you take everything into consideration. So I would urge that, you know, there may not be a direct replacement for that meal deduction, but please look at whoever's curious and whoever's listening out there, please look at what your total tax bill will be,
okay,
and then come to that analysis, because when I've looked at a lot of different scenarios, it comes out to be pretty positive across the board. Now that is a specific carve out deduction, but I would just urge anybody to look at the total bill in the end, apply the rates, and see where you come out, because I'm hoping that, and it should be that you come out better than you were before.
Okay. All right, sir. That's all I had for you. And check it out, Scott. She offered $2 million to two senators.
Yeah, I found it already. It was last night, evidently. She tweeted out a call for Republicans, Jeff Flake of Arizona and Susan Collins of Maine, to offer them $2 million to vote no.
Isn't that attempted bribery of a federal official?
Yeah, it's nuts is what it is, but it's Rosie O'Donnell, so
yeah,
consider the source. Don, thank you. Texter says, does this take effect this tax season or 2019?
The tax bill that is just going to be signed by the president very soon will actually take effect for 2018 tax year, so when you file in 19. And that's why I'm saying that you'll actually potentially see some upfront benefit if you're withholding, if the IRS does with lower withholding. You may see some immediate changes in your take-home pay or in your check stubs every month. So it is actually for this upcoming calendar year, 2018.
You talked about 83% of North Dakotans filed by standard deduction. Will there be new forms? I mean, you'll be able to use the postcard size form now?
I'm not sure how the IRS will be actually issuing. You know, one thing is most people do electronically file, so at least in North Dakota, you know, we have 85% of people file electronically, so it should be pretty seamless if you're using, you know, a TurboTax or having your tax preparer file it for you. On a paper form, you know, I'm not sure how the IRS will change the actual, and maybe Congressman Kramer could actually touch on that in more depth than I can from the IRS standpoint, but my hope is that it's a little simpler. It should be a lot easier. If you use paper to file, it should be a little simpler to figure out, especially now with doubling of standard deductions. You don't have those exemptions up front for dependent exemptions. It should be a little cleaner, hopefully, going forward. And that really is up to the IRS.
Short break, and then more of your questions or comments for Ryan Rauschenberger, who is the state tax commissioner. We're talking about the now all but final. There is one more procedural vote in the House today. Then it goes to the president for his signature. But this is the closest it's been to law after the vote early this morning by the U.S. Senate. More after this timeout. Congressman Kramer is coming up on the 10 o'clock hour with the Talk Radio Town Hall.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What's on your mind? You make the show go, telling us very simply what's on your mind, day in and day out. Our friends at Delta help us celebrate them because folks in the oil industry know one call does it all to Delta. And that's what you do when you pick up the phone and call us. So we celebrate callers like Jim and Minot, who called us yesterday on the program. And Jim had something to say about why a certain senator North Dakota wouldn't support this tax bill.
My boss is a rich man, and his plant, his employees went up 49% during the open enrollment. the rich guy corporation, he decided to absorb most of it, and the balance that my family, the extra cost of the family, has been absorbed by the new tax cuts, and still have some extra money in the family general fund. So, Heidi, I ask you, how's that not good for me?
Jim and Minot, thanks. And thanks to Delta for helping us say thanks to our callers. One call does it all to Delta. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, E&I services, temporary flaring services. They do it all. DeltaConstructors.net or call them at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Back with Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner. We're talking about the North Dakota impact of the newly passed tax bill in the United States Congress, soon going off to President Trump. Any questions for Ryan? Welcome. 258-0550. The local number, 258-0550. You can also text in your questions to me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Here is a question unrelated to the tax deal in Congress, but one that's been in the news lately. It says, ask Ryan what the state and three affiliated tribes have figured out with the liquor tax. I see the distributors are delivering again, but I haven't heard the details. Yeah, maybe we've not talked a lot about that here. We got a call about it a while ago and explained a little bit about it, but not the resolution. What was three affiliated tribes trying to accomplish here, first of all?
Well, that is a good question, right? Three affiliated tribes put in place their own 7% liquor tax, which is on top of the state's 7% liquor tax on all the retail establishments selling beer and liquor within the boundaries of the reservation. That's been an issue that we've been dealing with them on for months. What happened was the wholesaler, there was a lot of regulations that the three affiliated tribes had put on wholesalers and on the retailers. Due to conversations the tribal council and the wholesalers had, the council put a 60-day stay on any regulation or any tax that they have to essentially allow shipments to continue within the borders of the reservation as more discussions continue. So it showed that, you know, having discussions, having open line of communication is helping. And basically the three affiliated tribes lifted those regulations, allowing shipments to come back on the reservation, because the liabilities that were being put on wholesalers were very onerous in the three affiliated tribes regulations that they had, and wholesalers were not willing to take that risk. The tribe decided to give about a 60-day stay to allow shipments to continue while they have more discussions. So it's very positive.
It's positive in that it ended what was happening, but still temporary, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is. It's temporary. They'll have to have another vote. If they don't have another vote, eventually those regulations will come back, or they can continue to vote to extend the stay on those regulations. And I think right now we had a very good conversation. I was with the governor, with the interim Tribal Taxation Committee up in Newtown last Friday, and we had very good discussions with not just three affiliated, but all of the tribes in the state showed up, and we had all the legislative leadership there too, minority and majority leaders and tax chairs, and had a very good conversation about how we can move forward with tax agreements with all the tribes so we can avoid these kinds of situations going forward.
Terry and Bismarck for Ryan Rauschenberger, go ahead.
Yes, the question I had pertains to mortgage interest. How does it affect the farmers and ranchers as far as their interest payments on land? Specifically, you know, so does it affect them in any manner?
As far as the mortgage interest on land, because that would be considered thinking off the top of my head, you know, a lot of the discussions have been on home mortgage. I don't believe, and, you know, again, Congressman Kramer can correct me, but that being a business expense and I'm getting technical, you know, Schedule F, Farmer, that's a business expense. My understanding is whether you're a corporation, passer entity, and if it's an interest expense, whether it's mortgage or, you know, line of credit, that is still deductible on your business return. So,
does it have a time limitation as far as can they accelerate that or can they spread it out further?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that. I don't believe that that was changed. I think there we could try to find that answer out for you, but I don't believe that was changed. So I believe the current treatment, which would be that it's deductible when it's incurred, should be the status quo.
Scott, would you be so kind as to ask our beloved Congressman Kramer?
Absolutely. Hang on a second, Terry. We'll just get to, we'll get a little clarification on your question. Ryan, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.